Do you remember anything about the blacksmith shop?
Yeah, I've heard of those. That was down there by Peyton, wasn't it? Peyton that had his own shop down.
Yeah, did you ever see that shop?
No. Oh, I seen it, but I wasn't old enough to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
But I remember when they used to do a little blacksmith shop in there.
Uh-huh.
It was Peyton's dad that did it. Dad always told me what a good blacksmith he was.
Do you remember anything about the military maneuvers they used to have out here?
That was 1918, I think. Oh, yeah, hell, and they had them all parked over there where Bing Crosby's place is. Over
yeah.
there by the trees.
Yeah.
And, heck, they were all over these hills around here.
Yeah.
And they'd have what they call sham battles, you know? One
make-believe.
Make-believe battles,
yeah.
You know, yeah. One outfit shooting against the other.
Yeah.
And they had a big one up here on the hill one time. But by golly, they always left a lot of shells. So, I don't know, there's two or three of us who thought we'd go up there and get a lot of those shells, you know. And we got up in a big clear place there. Geez, when we got up there, here was a rattlesnake. It looked like it was about 6-7 feet long.
Oh,
man, we turned around. We never stopped till we got home. Then one day they had a sham battle up there by the school. And Henry and I, we always, and Eddie, we went home for lunch. And there was a bunch of them up by the hall or someplace. And there was a bunch down there by below our place, down in that hole there. Down below where your brother lives or your dad lives.
Yeah.
And, heck, we never thought much about it, and when we was going back to school, why, they could tell the way we acted that the enemy was down below there, and we'd give them away, and the more they didn't appreciate it.
So you gave the...
Gave the other side away, so they'd come up on them. See what I mean?
Oh, you went up the hall block, and
well,
those guys kind of knew that...
Well, the way we acted, I guess, they knew that these other ones was down in the hole there. And then they come in on them and got the best of them. Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah, quite a battle, Robbie, there for a while.
Yeah, that was right there by the school.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, right below the school there. Yeah, then was the day. Yeah, they had mules, wagons and stuff at that time.
Was the use of midwives very, do they use that very much out here?
The what?
You know, a midwife
is yes.
Like when someone's having, some woman's going to have a baby and you can't get to the doctor or there is no doctor right around, well then there's usually someone
that can
help out.
Yeah, there was. There was, I've heard of those cases here in at that time. There were several of them. I think my grandma was one of them. And I'm not sure about Mrs. Gracie. I think Alex would remember that better than I do.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened every once in a while. Yeah, heck, well, Dad had a Model T. He bought that in, I guess it was 1916. And, but like you say, there wasn't too much of it then after that.
When you started working the hall, you did a lot with those events House Club put on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hell, I 2 years there. Hell, I had done practically all the work, like fixing the lanterns, sweeping the floors, cleaning up everything outside. I'd done that practically all myself all that time. And then I was criticized for a few things. There was no reason for it. Yeah, those dances we had during the war, I'm not complaining or anything, but hell, I done practically all the work
mm-hmm.
at that time. Cleaning up, taking care of the lamps, everything like that. But I enjoyed it.
That was a big mixture of people that you said used to come in there. A lot of military men.
Gee, there were Coast Guard men, Army men, Sailor men, Marines, civilians. And I think there was less trouble there than anywhere in San Diego County. And it's for the simple reason, Dick, that we never let things get out of hand. We could see, you know, after you watch so long, you can see, just about tell if something's going to break loose or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several times there when it did a little get out of hand. And I had it made up with the orchestra that all I'd do is just give a sign or whatever it was, I don't remember. And they'd start playing the National Hymn, the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And boy, they just straightened up like that.
I'll be darned.
That was the end of it. Old Valley, let's see, what the hell was his name? Johnny Valley. He was my sidekick. He was sure a good guy. He was out there with me all the time. There was three guys coming there one night. They were sailors. And I could tell that they were troublemakers. And there was one of them came in there. One of them was pretty good, and the other wasn't quite so bad. But one of them, he was really ornery. Oh, man, he was mean. And I seen this one. I didn't like the way he was dressed. He just come in here like he didn't give a damn, you know. So yeah. I just asked him if he'd tuck his shirt in and look a little respectful. He said, sure. He said, I didn't think anything about it. And this other one guy, he took it up. He said, what's wrong? So this kid made some remark. And he said, well, let's go outside. I said, okay. So we went outside, and three sailors. He used to be down here at the Birmingham. Maybe you heard about the hospital that was down there.
I've heard of Santa Fe. Where? I don't know where they had that, though.
Well, they haven't got it anymore, but it was at that time. Anyway, they turned it into a convalescent hospital, I guess you'd call it.
Oh,
for sailors that came out of the hospital and they'd bring them out here.
Yeah.
And there was quite a bunch of them up there. And they looked forward to coming out there every night, every Saturday night for the day. And they really enjoyed it. They were a bunch of good guys. And they could pick these fellas out, and they watched me. So I walked out with them, and three of these guys came right out behind us. They said, what's the matter, Art? They all knew me pretty well. And I said, well, it looks like this fella thought he didn't like something. I don't know what he's up to. He said, go on in the house and tell your own business. He said, we'll take care of him. And boy, that stopped it right there. They'd have really got into it, but they didn't. And them guys, all night long, Dick, they were just picking a little thing. Heck, they broke a window and got down here and broke little pieces off of the bench. Just anything to try to start trouble. And so the dance was finally over with them. So I really figured, oh yeah, they said they'd be back the next dance with a bunch. So I figured, well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. So the MPs used to come out there. The MPs, and then there was two fellas we called the Rangers. They were nice duty guys.
Mm-hmm.
They always more or less got together. So I got a hold of a couple of MPs and asked them if they'd come out. And they went, oh, where it was. And I told them why. And I said, sure. He said, we'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was the two that I had seen there before. And I asked them. I don't just kind of remember now. But anyway, they came out, but them guys never showed up.
Oh.
Yeah, they said if they saw any trouble, they said, we'll just haul them right in.
Hmm.
They wouldn't have messed with them. He said, of all the places, he said, I never seen such a mixed up crowd and less trouble as it is right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Everything went on there. Oh, I was criticized by a few locals because they like to see a big blowout, I guess. Well, heck, that is what people come there for.
Yeah.
90% of them or 95% of them come there, Dick, for a good time.
Yeah, sure.
They didn't come there looking for trouble.
Yeah.
They come there to have a good time, and that's what we wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we tried to keep it. I can't, you know, I've seen pictures and things or heard about where they go into and just, hell, they just bust the place all up.
Oh, yeah.
One time, man, oh man, something happened there in the back end of the hall, and gee, there were some of them guys are pretty big, you know. And holy cow, almost all I could hear was like this, you know, and the guys went out. One of them didn't go right over the back end of the steps there, down the steps and outside, and all you could hear was them standing about. I quick run up and told them to play the Star Spangled Banner, and they started playing that, and boy, everything just cleared up. Even with the guys outside.
Huh.
Johnny Valley was right there with me. And I don't know if I went up and told him or whether he went up and told him.
Wow.
That was the end of that.
Huh.
I always said that mixed the crowd that we had and all the drinking that went on, we never had much trouble there.
When they had drinks there during the war, the Al's Club never did sell beer.
Oh, no. It was all stuff they brought themselves.
I see.
Heck, fire, you next morning I could go out and you could pick up a whole boxes of bottles.
Yeah.
Hell, they was worth money then. I used to pick up $4 or $5 worth of bottles the next morning.
I'll be darned.
Once in a while, find a dollar bill or $5 bill laying around. But I didn't like to leave the stuff laying around. God, you couldn't go in there without running over something, you know. So I cleaned up after every dance.
I mean,
it was a lot of work, but yeah, I enjoyed it though.
Changing the subject now, in late 1943, there was a fire that started in Rancho Bernardo.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
And burned this way. Did it burn very much in the valley here itself?
Not itself, no.
It burned pretty much around. Why would that be? Most of it was, I guess the creek itself would be a barrier. And then most of the fields were disc at that time.
There was a fire, a little fire was started down below over here. Now, I don't know if that was from the same fire or not, but it started down there where the water is now.
Yeah.
And come this way, but it never got up on the side hill towards the slope up.
Oh.
But I'm not sure if it was that year or not, but that same year is when that burned out down there by the gun club. Fire went down through there towards Sonoma Beach. But that was
did it burn right through the gun club there?
Oh yeah, hell, there was a big gun club house there and everything. It burned it right to the ground.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was a separate fire though, from this one. That was two fires that day.
I see.
Yeah, it burned a hell of a mess over there in Rancho Santa Fe at that time. But I wasn't down there. I seen it afterwards, but I seen the smoke though.
Yeah.
But that fire that night, hell, that was way over here. It jumped the main road over here and it was only 2 or 3 miles from the coast. That's the time when Alex lost all his cows. I was up there one day and we walked all over with them. Couldn't find them, and the next day went out again. We found them on the rail on the other side. They went up into a canyon and they couldn't go any further. No bull was still alive yet. All the hair burnt off of them.
How many cows were there?
I don't know just how many, if he had 8 or 10 or just what he had, more than that. But they were nice animals, though, what he had.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, that damn fire just went right through between his buildings there. See, it was like it was up here. That wind was so strong, you know, and it just held everything right to the ground.
Yeah.
See, it jumped that creek down below Lake Hodges and went over all that stuff and, I took a couple of ton of bean straw down to Del Mar, down to Sonoma Beach that morning. Just before I got there, I thought, geez, looks like smoke coming over there around Ranch Bernardo or somewhere over in there. The wind was blowing to beat the band, you know.
Yeah, the east wind.
Yeah, just about like the deal we had here, that here 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, I had Bernadette's truck, and I thought, well, I'm going to get back and see, maybe I get some water and stuff, get somebody moving, but might be able to do some good, but I could do no good. But anyway, I think it was McDonald's place was named in. We went to their place, asked them if they wanted some help, if they wanted to get their furniture out. No, I said, we're all right here. They had a pony there, they was more concerned about than anything. Well, all that they had to do was lead it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they got it down there on the tennis court, the buggy. I said, well, I don't think you're going to have a house here. You ought to get your furniture out. Oh, no. Hell, there was wild oats that high right within 5 feet of the house. Bang. Mm-hmm. And the damn flames is coming up there 50 feet high or more. Boy, she was really sailing right up towards the house. So I forget who was with me. So I backed out and went down to where the road hits, the road that goes to Escondido.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up, and the fire was going across, and I got here was 3 or 4 soldiers way up on the side hill there. I thought to myself, well, Jesus, they're going to burn up if they don't get out of there. And pretty soon, I guess they realized they were in trouble. And the fire on that side and fire on this side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Further up, you could see where it was closing in. So I thought, well, my God, I got Nate's truck now. I wonder if I ought to go up there. It might get close enough to even singe the paint on it. And I thought, well, hell, paint or no paint, I'm going to go anyway. Boy, I wheeled up in there just as far as I could go, and them guys coming in high gear down that hill. I didn't know it till afterward, or we might have went on through, but maybe it wouldn't have been too good either. But anyway, I forget if there was two or three. I drove right up there, and they jumped on the truck, and I wheeled right back as fast as I could.
Uh-huh.
By the time we got back down here in the intersection where that big rock is, that's in Santa Fe, this was all closed in with smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
Right up to the damn road. And then I heard afterwards that one of them went through, and he got burnt a little bit, but I guess not too bad. But this one guy that got on the truck, he had the hair on the back of his head, seems.
Whoa.
That's how close he come to getting burnt.
What were they doing up in there?
Just doing the sightseeing or what the hell, I don't know. I guess they didn't realize that the fire was coming in on them. So, we got back to the road there then, and the fire was going up around by Federo's there. And I thought, well, I'm going to go up there and see if I can do any good. So I drove up there, and where you come up here, then you turn to go towards the ivy, this big orange orchard in here.
Mm-hmm.
That was all that big slope there, and it was all grass and stuff like that. And, I'd say 100 feet from the fence, damn sparks come from the other side of the road. And one lit in there, and there was three guys right there, held within seconds. You think they could get that thing out? They just had to run off and leave it. And I went on up to Federo's, and when I come back, that whole damn thing was burnt out already. Going over the hill, see what would happen. One spark would just
yeah,
come ahead.
Just
keep it going.
Leapfrogging
yeah.
along. Sure.
And so that's the way it was going all afternoon. And then, make a long story short, about, 2-3 days later, when Bruno was down there back at Solana Beach somewhere with his truck, and a guy was walking along the road. So Bruno stopped and picked him up, and this guy got looking the truck over, and he says, "Is this your truck?" He said, "Yeah." "Why?" "Well," he says, "the fella picked us up the other day up there when that fire was," he said, "but I don't think it was you." But he said, "I never was so happy in all my life as when I seen that truck coming up that road." And Bruno told him, "No," he says, "it was a neighbor of mine that had it." And he told Bruno, he said, "By God, that was a lucky break for them."
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it made Bruno feel pretty good then. But he never forgot it.
Yeah, my dad tells me when the fire came there and tried to save the ranch, had they not, that whole thing up there would have burned.
Oh, yeah, I heard they had. I didn't get up there.
They had quite a time up there, I guess. Some of the buildings did go there, like a pig pen and some other, there was something else. There were small fires starting here and there everywhere. And
well, that's
just running back
here,
and forth, trying to get every little bit. Well, I remember up there when that fire got going. Now, I was helping up there. I was watching the line that they had already put out. And there was burnt grass, and then, where they put it out with the water, and there was good grass on the other side. And I was supposed to walk this line and looking for coals and turning dirt over. And, all of a sudden, heck, it was no more than 10 feet ahead of me, 8, 10 feet ahead of me. I could see in the grass here a cinder got one started.
Yeah.
And it was only about that big. No more from here to Linwood, in other words, maybe closer. And I quick ran to it as quick as I could, and I had the shovel, and before I get to it, it was that big. I mean, this was just like three or four steps away. And I don't know why, but I ran up to it. I hit it with my shovel, and before I could bring the shovel up again, it had gone past my feet. It was that tight, and I had to run then as quick as I could. There was no longer fighting anything. I just had to run out of there.
When you got a wind like that back over there, you're pretty hopeless.